Last week, there were two whiplashing moments regarding Boeing and its handling of the 737 MAX, the plane that's been grounded because of two crashes that killed 346 people in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Crashes caused by lack of training for pilots on a new software system, a system that Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg finally admitted played a role before he was fired last December. Well, last week, Boeing announced it would reverse course and recommend simulator training for pilots. Then a few days later, internal emails were released showing a culture of putting costs before safety, awareness of the problem. One employee wrote, "Would you put your family on this plane? I wouldn't." And a disdain for regulators and airlines. Lion Air asked for pilot training. One employee called them idiots. Then a Lion Air 737 MAX crashed, killing all aboard. And the next year, an Ethiopia Airlines 737 MAX went down. Nadia Milleron and Michael Stumo's daughter, Samia, was on that flight. Nadia joins us from her home in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
And Michael joins us from Washington, D.C., where I know your daytime job takes you, Michael, but also now your full-time job, both of you, of fighting for safety and sorting out the debris that's left after a crash like this. Michael, welcome to you as well.
Thank you, Robin.
And we've spoken before. You've told us of, you know, walking through Washington, meeting closed doors from regulators and lawmakers. You knew something bigger was wrong with the Boeing culture. I can't imagine, but Nadia, you start. What was it like to read these emails?
Well, the most striking thing is what you mentioned, that they wouldn't put their own family members on the plane. Why are their family members different than our family members? That is so shocking to me. And they're not being transparent about safety and the review of the safety systems on the plane. And that's what Boeing needs to do.
Michael, they were also concerned about costs ahead of safety, and it would have cost to have simulator training. And here's what a manager wrote to his Boeing underlings. "I want to stress the importance of holding firm. There will not be any type of simulator training required to transition from the old system to the new one, the MAX system. Boeing will not allow that to happen. We'll go face to face with any regulator who tries to make that a requirement." I mean, that's stomach turning.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And in fact, after the second crash that killed Samia, the FAA still was doing Boeing's bidding by proposing just another hour of iPad training as a precondition to getting the MAX back up into the air. These emails show exactly what was going on.
I read these emails and the complete disdain for anybody outside of Boeing, the name calling, the mocking. I don't know that I ever want to fly on another Boeing plane. How do we know it's just the MAX?
You know that it's not just the MAX because you've seen other, you know,
the 787 plant in Charleston, yeah. South Carolina has had a lot of reported problems. But you know, something that in the future needs to be brought out is this self-regulation system where Boeing sets up its own FAA within itself called the Organization Designation Authority. That's only given to trusted manufacturers to self-regulate. They have obviously shown themselves not to be a trusted manufacturer and should have that FAA should and can pull that ODA designation and solve that even without legislation.
What do you think should happen here?
This is a culture that came from the board over the last 20 plus years from David Calhoun and the board members who set financial goals that were unattainable without cutting costs, cutting engineers. All they cared about was profits, apparently took on the culture of we don't care. And if, you know, someone dies, we hope not, but that's what happens.
It won't be my family, is what
yeah.
they're saying. Well, you mentioned David Calhoun, who was on the board. He's now been named chief executive following the firing of Dennis Muilenburg, who had been a Boeing's chief executive. Calhoun told employees in an email on Monday he sees opportunities to be better. But Nadia, these people are still there. I mean, how do you feel about that?
We can't have people in place who are responsible for these deaths, and that includes David Calhoun and the whole board. Everybody should stand up and make themselves heard as consumers, and that will make a change, believe me.
Nadia, I can't help but think when you say, you know, the word consumers, it popped it back into my mind that your uncle is Ralph Nader, who, of course, fought so hard for automotive safety when cars were blowing up. There's some irony there, that somehow you are being forced on the front lines of demands for safety.
Yeah, it's a horrible irony that he knew about the problems with the Max before Samia got on this plane, and that he was starting to move to work on these very safety issues on this plane. So it is a terrible irony, but let's not have anybody else pay the price.
Nadia Milleron, Michael Stumo, their daughter Samia Stumo, died in the crash of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 last March, and they're now part of many lawsuits demanding more safety from Boeing and government regulators. And Nadia, Michael, thank you so much for talking to us and for the work that you're doing, and I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.